I speak to you in the name of God. Amen. How old were you when you discovered that the myth is a lie? When you discovered that families don't always love each other? When you found out that the color of your skin does make a difference, no matter how hard you try? When you realize there may be a dark side to sexual pleasure? When you learned that in some elections, not every vote seems to count? What was it like to have your innocence bruised? Some things just are not true. It is not always true that the candidate who gets the most votes wins. It is not true that every vote gets counted the same. It is not true that people we trust never fail us. It is not true that tomorrow will necessarily be better than today. We cannot have everything we want and have money for retirement. In a world where so many things we counted on so much can turn bitter in our grasp, we have come to this place on this Lord's Day to celebrate something that is not a myth. It is a claim sweeter than this banquet. The church tells a story today about the smallest birds, sparrows, who are important and who count in the eyes and mind and heart of God. In the shadow of the Lincoln Memorial, a long black granite chevron cuts a gash into the lawn of the Great Mall in Washington. One day, many years ago, I walked close to the chevron. It became a scroll on which 58,132 names were carved. From a distance, I could see the rows of names. I asked my companion, a priest from Peoria, Illinois, how many names there were. About 50,000, he said, but who's counting? It didn't seem flippant, his answer. After all, he was looking for one name on the wall. If you stand next to that black granite mirror, the numbers are numbing. Until you walk down the path and feel the wall rise above you, high above you. And then I could make out real names. Dallas E. Green. Jesus de la Rosa Jr. Bobby Ray Holly. As my throat caught and I listened to the silence of my generation, I understood that each name counts. Each soldier matters. Historians have compared the Vietnam War to other conflicts in our national life, and the 50,000 or so dead are weighed against other totals. And each generation's war is the measure of its own sorrow and courage. But on that day, years ago, I held on to a priest from Peoria who finally found the only one out of 58,132 names he was looking for, his cousin, the one who counted. There's probably no place in American society where people are forgotten and ignored so steadfastly as prison. Prisons are designed to keep them away from us, and prison inmates tend to be counted only for the benefit of partisans of prison reform or prison's toughening. But a dear friend of mine, a member of the congregation of the cathedral in Buffalo when I was dean, served some time in a federal women's prison in West Virginia. Since she's a devout Episcopalian, she attended the Holy Eucharist each week, organized the altar guild, helped the chaplain, and often led the meetings. While she was in prison, she sent me a letter in which she shared some of the petitions the women offered during their prayers. Most of the women, were black and brown persons. The longings and the cries stuck with me for a long time, and the women consented to my sharing them. Not only does God count you and me among his beloved children, not only do we matter, but God counts prison women too, and they also matter. Please pray for my son, who just received a 55-year sentence. Please pray for wisdom and justice, as my son is going to resentencing on Thursday. Please pray that the judge reduces his life sentence so I can see him again. Thank you for the death of my husband, that he is at rest now. He couldn't handle the men's maximum facility in Ohio. Thank you for finding foster homes for my teenage girls so that their father can no longer molest them. Please pray for Samuel, a 12-year-old boy I just found out is my brother. Please take care of him until I can meet him. Thank you for the strength to face my real self so I can graduate from the drug program. There are people who feel their votes are not important or matter. The women in the federal prison have been told that they don't count for much. Every one of you has sometime worried that maybe you don't count. For 400 years, African American people in our country have been treated as if they didn't matter, maybe didn't count. But Jesus said it plainly, like he did most things. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are counted. During the time the world was counted 2,000 years ago, during the census, Jesus was born to Mary in the city of David. Only one small life, one small brown-skinned boy, whose mother worried about him all the time, at risk in an occupied country, lost in a backwater cave, destined to live a short life and die as a criminal. How wasteful of God to do all this just to show us that we count. You count. I count. Yes, black lives count and matter. To stand here in this place to proclaim that every sparrow, every person of every color, of whatever language or whatever name, counts and matters, is to mingle in the greatest affair of earth and heaven. From this moment on, we all count, every one of us. And let us resolve to build a world that embodies that great gospel truth. Amen.